B-Pod Studios.
Everybody online looking good.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
I hate Mondays.
I'm not crazy about them either.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's Monday Madness.
Let's put on a show.
Time for my favorite show.
It's showtime, folks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. What is going on? 71 degrees already.
It's
it was a
muggy.
Bit sticky,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, good morning, LBF. Good morning, Brian.
Good Hi. Morning, Bob.
You guys have good weekends?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, great. You made a fire pit, we saw.
Yes.
Nice.
Mostly Dave, but I did do some hard labor.
Just some hard labor.
Yep.
Nice. Well, I like it.
I did not.
What, the hard
labor?
I
like the fruits of the hard labor.
Yeah.
But getting there.
Did
the
you get a little fire going?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great.
That's nice.
Saturday
s'mores?
Night. No, not a big s'mores pan. It's just sticky. It's messy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
more of a drinker.
Yeah. How about a weenie?
No, I've never really cooked over an open fire.
You've never
Can you do that, like in a
yeah.
fire pit?
You've yeah. never had a hot dog, a weenie, roast before?
No, because I don't live in a cartoon, Bob.
Oh, you get a fork, like yeah. a long prong.
Okay.
And if a good one will have two prongs on it, and you put a weenie on each one.
A two-prong weenie.
A two-prong yeah. weenie. Yeah. And
you don't want it to spin around.
Right.
No, no. So you just cook your weenie on an open fire. Or weenies, in this case. You had a couple of good.
We just call them hot dogs and be normal.
No, it's just not, they don't taste as good.
Oh, they don't?
You ever have a hot dog roast? No, they're weenie roasts.
Oh, all right.
See, now
I'll
you're
give
buying,
you that.
You're buying
all right.
I'm, yeah,
I'm, yeah.
That's good.
All right.
Yeah, Brian,
next weekend.
Top that weekend, Brian.
I just closed my pool.
I saw
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry.
Bittersweet.
It was cold.
Yeah. All done, buttoned up, good?
I think so.
You'll find out next year.
Ah, that's great. I went to a wedding Saturday.
Wow, everyone
COVID
was busy.
Wedding. Beautiful day for it.
Yeah.
If you are, if you plan a wedding late September, you're taking chances,
You
right?
are.
But it was absolutely gorgeous, so congratulations to John and Linda, my wife's cousin Linda, and newly minted wife of John. Heard our shout out Friday.
Oh, wow.
I thought I'd give him a little shout out, and I said, congrats, I'm going to a wedding. And you said, Mazel Tov. And I said, they're not Jewish, they're Irish.
Right.
And because of that, they stepped on a plastic glass.
Yeah.
Because they thought, well, you know what? Let's be inclusive.
Right.
So after the ceremony.
Yeah, next wedding, a hopa.
we're good. Anyway, so I think you'd call it a hopa.
Do you?
According to. Yeah.
Okay, you're the wedding DJ.
I'll talk about that later. All right, Brian Adams. I came out of retirement. Hey, Brian Adams is your 80s artist of the day. He plays at 8, noon, and 4, $500 a pop.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or at WROR.com.
Hey, it's Brian Belt, my friends at Xfinity, and you know, Xfinity helps us out all the time, because all I want to do is sit and watch TV, and last night, there was so much TV on. We had, football was on, we had the Celtics game, so we wanted to watch that, we had that on the big TV, but I also wanted to watch racing. There was racing last night, so I have the Xfinity Stream app right there on my iPad. I pull up the race on my iPad, I got the game on the TV, everybody's happy, we all watched our stuff, it's great. And with the Xfinity Stream app, you can take your entertainment with you. You can take it wherever you want to go, out by the fire pit, you know, have a weenie roast. It's great. You get your on-demand stuff. You get live TV and even your DVR. So you can keep up with stuff from wherever you are.
Did you hear that, LBF? It's right. A weenie roast.
Weenie roast. I gotcha. Yeah.
Any device, you can download the Xfinity Stream app today to get started. And if you didn't know, Xfinity has something for everyone. They've got that affordable internet, speeds up to a gig, the amazing voice remote that lets you search Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube in 4K on the big screen. They even have home security and wireless service. Check out the latest at your local Xfinity store.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Don't take chances on getting stranded in your vehicle. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. Better parts, better prices every day. LBF, what's cool?
Hocus Pocus fans. Oh, I'm excited. A life potion by the Sanderson sisters that will not suck the life force out of you.
People love that show.
I know. It's Halloween.
Wow.
Bette Midler?
Yeah.
Come on.
It's
not her best look.
No, but it's already playing in the house. Brian, what's cool?
All right, I'm going to stay on the movie theme. I found a guy who might be the biggest Jaws fan out there.
Is that right?
He's a big fan.
Okay. Hear about that, and I'm going to tell you why it's actually better if this body part is thick. You want it to be thick. All right?
Okay, Bob.
Great news just around the corner.
Just around the corner.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, for the kids listening, if you're a big fan of Hocus Pocus and the Sanderson sisters, well, actually, for the kids who've grown up and are 21 and over, drink responsibly. There's a new wine, two new wines inspired by Hocus Pocus. It's a rosé and a white, and the cans come with the faces of the Sanderson witches from the 1993 movie on them.
Have you seen the movie yet?
No, not in its entirety.
I was wondering
why I didn't, and it was released in
1993,
and I was in college.
Ah.
So I was...
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah. I mean, I did watch 90210 in college, but whatever.
Everybody did.
Yeah.
Lucy would like it a lot.
Oh, yeah. She loves Bette Midler, so...
I'd say you go for it. Have some wine.
I'll drink the wine.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Anyway, so that'll be available just in time for Halloween.
Good.
Cheers.
Brian.
All right, so this guy, Gabe... He has been obsessed with the movie Jaws all his life.
Yeah.
He's named his daughter. His daughter's middle name is Ellen.
Could be Orca.
Ellen?
Yeah, that's Chief Brody's wife.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow, that's
some
a deep
fan
dive.
You are. That's what I'm telling you, right?
Okay, go.
That's what I'm telling you.
Sorry.
Okay.
He thinks he can scientifically prove it's the greatest movie ever made. He even started a business that's named after it's a hot sauce company.
Yeah.
Jaws?
And the Spicy Shark. So he likes hot sauce. I'm like, all right, he's from Portsmouth. But all along, as he's been a fan of this movie.
You said New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Huh.
He has been in search of the 1975 Blazer that Chief Brody drove. He's been obsessed. And over his 15 years, he's been looking for that car, the exact
white whale
model.
Yeah.
Well, it's his white
or his
shark.
White shark.
Yeah. I think it's blue. Was it blue? No.
No, it was like
it was
a tan
yellow
and white.
Yeah.
The roll cage with the lights on top, right?
Wow.
He finally found one in North Carolina. And he said to his wife, honey, I found it.
Ellen, guess what she said?
You can't buy it.
Said you have to go buy that car.
Now that is a
drove
wipe.
Down there.
Look at
and
that.
Now he's been driving around. He actually put his little company logo on the back, and it's an identical replica. Looks amazing.
This guy's from Portsmouth, New
so
Hampshire.
If you see it driving around Portsmouth,
this guy,
it's pretty cool. The Spicy Shark Hot Sauce
name?
Company, Gabe.
Gabe,
very
well, Gabe's,
cool.
Gabe's not going to like this news.
Uh-oh.
Sidebar: they actually are using whale livers.
Whale?
Shark livers for vaccines. They might need 500,000 livers from the sharks.
Well, they should go to Nauset Beach.
That's a start. Okay. I know you're dying to know what part of your body is better for your health if it's thick. Are you sitting down?
Please say all of it. Please say all of
it. No. No, don't get up. It's your thighs.
Don't worry.
It's your thighs.
Your thighs.
A study by the medical journal BMJ. Found that bigger hips and thighs are associated with a lower risk of early death.
But can they just be big overall, but like you have to be bigger than your top?
Generally, you're going to be, right?
Okay.
Yeah. It's the beer belly that gets you. But if you have some thick thighs and hips, you have a...
You're a sturdy person.
That's right. The study showed 4-inch increase in waist circumference was associated with 11% increased risk of mortality. So you don't want it in the waist. You want it in the hips and thighs.
The hips and thighs?
Yes. Yeah, that's it. So there you go.
All right. Hips don't lie.
Yep. They measure their key body parts like waist circumference, waist to hip, and body shapes. So, again, the bigger the belly, the more associated with future problems.
Death.
Death. Right. But the thighs are fine. Yeah.
All right. Great.
Yeah. You know.
I'll work toward that.
Don't stand up.
Don't worry.
Just take a seat.
Don't worry.
Anyway, it's 6:25. Brian Adams, he is your 80s artist of the day today.
He is.
Or your thin thigh guy.
Yeah.
He's worth $500 at 8 o'clock. Make sure you're here for that, okay? And then again at noon at 4.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, Brian, I need to know. I need to know, does it hurt so good with the Celtics losing, or does it just hurt?
Just hurt, Bob.
Yeah, why would it hurt so good?
I don't know. That's the song.
Not good.
Get it? Hurt so good.
Yeah, get it.
Okay, but Brian was upset this morning. His Celtics lost. He's all in. He's got a Celtics mask he wears, even today, through thick and thin. So what happened? What happened?
Just did not play good team basketball. They couldn't hit shots down the stretch. They couldn't close out games. They couldn't hold a lead.
Do you think they could have had a chance against the Lakers, or were you just, you know, cutting your agony short?
Lakers look pretty good. We don't have a big man.
And they've got a big man, right?
Anthony Davis.
One eyebrow, LBF.
Although I am looking forward.
Yeah, he's got one eyebrow.
Drunken thing?
The eyebrow. No, he's...
No, it's a unibrow.
Oh, it's a unibrow.
Yeah, just... One and he embraces it.
Oh, yeah.
He's great.
It's like his logo.
LeBron is...
Like this Bert? From Bert and Ernie.
Yeah, this is LeBron's 10th. Finals.
I can't wait to see him lose.
Oh, yeah, you're going to root against. You're going to go for the Heat, right?
Eric Spoelstra.
Is LeBron James good. Like the Tom Brady of basketball where he's so good everyone hates him?
Yes.
So you're going to fall into
degree,
that trap?
No. Yeah. No, I dislike him for so many reasons.
Not just because
I loved
good.
Him in Trainwreck. He was so good.
Oh, he was good in Trainwreck. He was likable.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Goes
team to team, shopping for a championship.
All right, so that's the tale of two teams in the city. Patriots looked great yesterday.
And the final start Wednesday night.
That's right, Wednesday, Lakers Heat. But the Pats looked great yesterday. The
running there was no screaming from the living room.
None.
Is that how you gauge how a game
like,
is going?
I'm like, it's calm. I'm like, it's actually quiet in this house. Everything must be nice.
It's good. It really is. They have a great running game. Cam can pass and run. I'm a little worried about his. We'll have to ask Scott here Friday, Zoe, about, I mean, the durability. Because he's only game three, and he's running around like a maniac.
Yeah, but he's a vegan, and he's like,
yeah, we'll
you
see.
Know.
He gets hurt. Mm-hmm. Anywho, they look good. Celtics. What?
It's a crazy negative.
What?
If he gets hurt.
Well, no, but he runs a lot.
Well, that's why he's not going to get hurt. He's running faster than everyone else.
Well,
it's a run for us, run sort of situation.
All right, sports with LBF. I like it.
There it is.
Okay. What are we? Dirty Laundry Report coming up in 10. What do you got?
Oh, well, you know what? I was really surprised to hear this. Dax Shepard comes clean about his addiction. Mm. Kristen Bell's husband, obviously, let it go. Mm. He couldn't, so he's fessing up about a couple of things. Well,
okay, that's coming up.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying
enable ROR Boston.
Then say
open ROR or WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
.com.
Yeah, they love Dirty Laundry. Here's where we get the latest gossip and more.
And more.
With LBF. Okay, what's cooking?
Okay. You ever wonder if what would have happened if your favorite, say, I don't know, pop star actor went into something completely different?
Mm-hmm.
I have an example of an alternative universe.
Okay,
and
I like
a singer.
That. Yeah?
Actually, two of them.
Okay.
Okay. Before we get to that, let's discuss quickly Dax Shepard. Now, Dax Shepard... he was in Parenthood, the TV show. That's most recently. And then he was in some farm thing. He's married to Kristen Bell. They have a really cute relationship. He has the really great podcast called The Armchair Podcast or something. Armchair Expert.
Okay.
You know, celebrities interviewing celebrities.
Right.
We love it.
Yeah.
Anyway, he has been sober for 16 years, and he's been very upfront with his addictions. But he was in a motorcycle accident about 8 weeks ago. I think I reported it here. You heard it here first.
I think
laundry.
And
they gave him painkillers. Now, when you have painkillers and you're an addict, usually you have a person distribute them. And like usually Kristen Bell was in charge of it. But he revealed he relapsed after 16 years of sobriety, battling that opioid addiction. He'd been taking Vicodin for the past 8 weeks. And then he escalated into taking eight of them a day. And then he knew he was going to go into a pretty bad withdrawal, so he got scared and he felt lonely. He had this enormous secret. He tried to wean himself off the pills to no avail, and that's when he revealed his addiction to his wife and friends. And as of today, he's on day 14 of being sober again.
So it's not alcohol. It was
I think it's alcohol and everything, but this in particular.
Yeah.
Yeah, is like, well, you know, these opioids are just terrible.
Yeah, they are.
And
it doesn't take much.
No, it doesn't. So good luck to him. He's very honest. I like how honest he is.
Yeah, and usually I'm always saying, why go public? But I can see why he would do that.
I think what happens is people who don't have addictions, they get injured or they are sick, and then this can happen to them. So, it's good that he's being honest. Okay. Speaking of honesty, Gwyneth Paltrow's birthday was yesterday. She turned 48.
Really? Yeah.
So she decided to post a picture of herself on Instagram in her birthday suit. All the important parts covered.
Yeah.
But it was a totally naked picture of her covering up certain areas. And she's like, I'm in my birthday suit on my birthday, blah, blah, blah. And her daughter, Apple, comments on it. She's with a M-O-M exclamation point. Mom!
Why is she doing that?
Well, to be honest, now you know how I feel about Gwyneth Paltrow, but she looks great. She's 48. Posterity.
So if you look good, then just go
for it. Even if you don't, it's as good as you're going to look. Every birthday
is as good as you're going to look.
You're as young as you are.
Yeah.
So take the picture.
If you're going to do it,
You don't have to put it on Instagram, but if you want to, just take a picture, because when you're 60, you're going to be like, damn, I look good at 48.
See, that's a good way of looking at it. So when are you going to do it?
Who says I haven't, Bob?
Hey,
I haven't. I
say you have.
No, I have not.
I say you yourself.
All right. So, what if a person, you know, that beloved singer, decided that they wanted to go in a different direction, the alternative universe?
Yes.
I'm going to play you.
For instance,
Vin Diesel. Yeah. What if he, instead of being an action star?
Yeah.
He decided he wanted to be a singer of, like, I don't know, music you'd take Molly to. Here we go.
Here it is.
Yeah. That's Vin Diesel.
You know, it's not bad.
No, it's not.
It's just, it's so, like you could sing, anybody could sing with that much, right, production and stuff going on.
It's his new single, debuted on Friday on the Kelly Clarkson show called Feel Like I Do. So there's that. Now, for the other alternative universe, back in the 90s, this artist decided to go from pop to alternative, and she made an album, but she never released it. I'm not going to say who it is.
Let's see if anybody can
ready?
Guess. Okay, go ahead. Wow. You're going to be shocked when you find out who this is.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool.
Right?
She's not British.
Nope.
It sounds British, but she's not.
Yeah,
you want to take some guesses, see if anybody knows?
She daydreamed about being a grunge star.
Oh, okay.
But it was just a daydream.
Let's see if anybody wants to guess. Just curious if you can guess who that is, because I did not know until
I stumped Bob.
All right, 888-410. That's why we don't have a contest named Stump Bob. It's too easy. All right, 888-410-1057. Play it one more time.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
Just a little brief.
Rewind it a little bit.
We'll see if anybody can guess. Okay. Think pop singer, right?
Yes.
American.
Yep.
That you would say would be the last one you'd think would be all
she is the anti-grunge.
Who is it? 888-410-1057. Let's take some guesses.
All right.
See how good their ears are today. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more at 6:57. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Play it one more time, LBF.
Okay.
So we can let folks know that. All right, so we've asked folks to guess who that is. And the closest was, believe it or not, Madonna.
Or Britney Spears. That was a close one, too.
But no, who is it?
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, we give.
Mariah Carey.
That was Mariah. What was she thinking?
She was just playing around and did like an alternative album while she was doing Daydream.
Doesn't sound anything like
that. No, it doesn't.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, 7:16. Happy Monday. Hey, a few showers today and the high of 77. You guys liking the late summer we've getting here?
I'm ready to like get like crisp fall weather. I'm ready to cover up this quarantine 15 with a big old sweater.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Anyway, 77 today. Tomorrow, 79. Hold off on that sweater, LBF.
Yeah.
Hold off. Wednesday, rain and 73. You could probably wear it then. I went to a wedding Saturday. My wife's cousin's wedding, and it was fantastic. It was at their house.
Yep.
They had a nice tent put up, but the weather was sensational.
How's a COVID-19 wedding?
It's weird because half the people, and it was limited number, half would not take their mask off the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're standing talking or you've got a, you know, a drinky poo or, you know, a cocktail.
Yeah.
They're still wearing their masks, and it makes it a little awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But it was half and half, right? So if I sat at the table, I'd take mine off, right?
Well, because you're sitting usually far away from a person. I feel like you're cramped.
Right.
And it's not a family member.
Mm.
Like, it's really hard.
Yeah.
It's
There was no DJ because it was just a backyard.
Casual.
And now people are using, you know, iPads and everything else. I did do the centerpiece game. They asked me to come out of retirement for that.
Wow, look at you.
The dollar bill game.
You guys, we have a wedding DJ in the audience.
Yeah. never disappoints. I got in trouble.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
I mean.
You tell me if I'm wrong.
I will.
Okay. All right. So I'm not going to name names, but one of the family members at my table had a little eye issue.
Okay.
Yeah, it was red and it was leaky.
Runny.
Wow. Right. So we thought, well, maybe it's conjunctivitis.
Like a but, steak.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Thank you.
Anyway, go ahead.
So there happened to be a young optometrist there at one of the tables.
How convenient.
We know. That's what I said. So I said, hey, do me a favor. Come here. So he comes to the table, and I said, look, see her eye. It's
all messed
eye
up
here. Yeah, what do you think? He's like, well, I think I'm off duty.
Really?
So am I. I just gave away the centerpiece.
I know.
I mean,
has he not seen every Looney Tune cartoon where someone's like, is there a doctor in the house?
Exactly.
You're never off duty.
She was upset that I asked him over and she asked a few questions, which he just kind of was, you know, you could tell he didn't want to deal with.
Mailing it in.
Right. So I thought, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, I will.
Okay. So if you're an electrician, or a plumber, a tradesperson, a nurse. Are you offended if we ask you a pro tip question at a function when you're not at work? Does that bother you?
I would imagine it would. I mean, unless you're like, hey, can you come look under the sink? I know you're in a tux.
Right.
That's one thing.
Right.
Yeah. But like, if you're like, hey, I can't seem to like, you know, I don't even know what to ask, but Dave would. Yeah, you'd ask the question and then you're not asking him to do anything. You're just saying pro tip.
Right. That's all. But I could tell he didn't want to do it. So that's it. Thanks anyway. Have a wonderful wedding.
It's lucky that she was, you know, just had an eye thing. It's not like she was having a heart attack or something.
I'm off duty.
I think hopefully he'd step up then, right?
That's what it is.
You know, even an eye doctor would know what to do at some point, I would think.
So, I mean, I guess I'm trying to think of professions that would be annoyed by this.
Okay.
I mean, if you're a singer and then they're constantly asking you to perform, like, you know, that's, I don't know.
You'd love that.
Yeah. I would love it. I'd be like, a microphone? Well, sure.
Here she goes again.
One and a two.
Count me in, buddy. Yeah. All right, let's go.
You brought your own sound system?
The wedding was great, though. John, Linda, congrats. Happy couple. Adorable. Great wedding.
That's good.
So it was all good. But, I mean, I'm sorry. She had leaky eye syndrome. That's what I diagnosed today.
You had leaky mouth syndrome.
Maybe that's
yap, 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 yap.
Some of
Somebody shot him. All right, fine.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more, 729. It's Bob LBF and Brian. A few showers, but that's going to taper off. High 77. It's a little sticky out there.
Yeah.
A little sticky. Yeah. And it's already 70 in Boston. Tomorrow, it'll be 79 with showers. So there you have it. A little humid. You don't like it.
No, I mean, I just want it to be fall now. But this happens every year.
You're ready for some fall.
Yep.
I hear you. All right. Brian Adams, 80s Artist of the Day.
Oh, okay. Exciting.
Special number we're going to give you at 8 o'clock for your shot at $500. When we play Brian Adams, all you got to do is be caller 100. We have time. We'll take a call.
Yeah.
ROR, good morning. What's up?
Not much. I just wanted to say good morning, and I enjoy listening to you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate
that's so
it.
Nice.
Who's okay. this, Bob?
Yep. Yeah, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is Dan.
Dan the Man, we're going to call you.
All right.
Okay.
Happy Monday, Dan.
Yeah.
Dan the Man, what's going on?
Thank you.
What's happening?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah.
I'm driving a truck out here, dropping gas.
Dropping gas. What do you mean?
Yeah.
He's dropping gasoline.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean,
you disgusting animal.
You know, LBF.
Yeah.
LBF, who's older, you or Dave?
Oh. Dave.
Dave is older. Wow.
Yeah, he's like 4 years older.
So she's going to
do why? Does he look younger?
No, I've never seen a picture of him.
That's I look way younger then.
He's a handsome dude.
He's fine.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
this is what it's like, Dan.
Glad you called.
All right, well, I got to pass some gas.
Yeah.
Dan.
Have a good day. Bye.
My poor guy. Just calling to say
right. He gets involved in a marital spat.
What's the problem, LBF? He's older than you, right?
Yeah.
So what? And I said, good-looking dude?
Handsome
man.
It's just like no one can mention Dave Falcone's name without saying how handsome he is, and I'm getting tired of it.
Yeah.
Wow. You should have married that uglier guy.
I know.
Hey, look who's talking over here. I put a picture up of Carolyn and me at the wedding this Saturday.
Yeah.
And all I get are guys going, wow, is that your daughter?
Yeah.
Well, y'all kicked your coverage.
Right. Okay. You like it. You secretly like it because you're like, look at that arm candy. Me, I'm like,
no one ever asks who's older.
I mean, what about me?
I got that going for me.
Well, yeah.
Okay. All right, what about you, LBF?
I don't know. I'm just known as that. The B stands for battle axe, apparently.
No, no. B stands for something else.
Brutal.
LB. Okay. What's coming up? Dirty laundry.
Okay, well, we have a very interesting clip of somebody who is a singer, and she recorded an album.
An alternative album.
Just wonder what her life would have been like had she stuck with that.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
It is
pretty
weird.
All right, that's in 10 minutes. While you're sleeping, LBF is up doing the laundry all weekend in search of gossip and dirt. Here she
what a time to be alive.
Yeah, all what'd you get?
Birthday suits and birthdays. There's a new single, a dance single from a most unlikely source. But first, I want to talk about the crazy story out of L.A., Joe Montana and his wife thwarting the kidnapping of their infant grandson. I'd make a bunch of, like, football-related puns, but I don't know what anything means, so I'm just going to give it to you straight.
Okay.
So, Joe Montana.
There was some encroachment.
Okay.
Yes.
He called an audible.
He probably did.
A woman attempted to kidnap his grandchild over the weekend in L.A. This woman entered Montana's home through an unlocked door, and tried to kidnap his infant grandchild, and they were able to run it. It's a big house, so she ran into a different area of the house,
right.
And they were able to get her back, get the grandchild back, and
they
the baby
talked
was
the woman
unharmed.
Down, right? Do they have her?
They were fighting her off, actually.
Do they have her?
Yep. She's been charged with kidnapping and burglary. And he said, Montana went on Twitter and said, thank you to everyone who's reached out. Scary situation, but thankful that everyone's doing well. We appreciate respect for our privacy at this time. I can't even imagine just sitting in your house and having somebody come in and try to kidnap
crazy.
Your baby.
Of all
That's
people,
like Lifetime
Joe
movie
Montana.
Stuff.
I know.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
He's big. He's 6'3", big guy.
Right.
Bad knees. So
bad knees. Yeah, so there's
sure,
that.
Yeah.
Hard to run.
Yeah.
Yep. Last time. It's crazy. Good that he intercepted it.
He did intercept it. Yes.
He intercepted it. See, there you go. Thank you for being here.
Reference. You tackled her, probably.
Hey, guess whose birthday it was yesterday?
I give up.
It was Gwyneth Paltrow's 48th birthday.
What
do you think she
did?
She posted a naked picture of herself on the Insta with all the important parts covered up.
Yeah.
And then her daughter.
Have you seen the picture?
I've seen it.
Yes.
It's great.
What's it look like? What's she doing?
She's holding her arm over her boobs.
Oh, okay.
And then she's turned the other way so that you only see part of her little tushy.
Oh, okay.
She's out in the yard.
She's out in the yard.
Picking apples.
Yeah. Right. Speaking of apples,
yeah.
Her daughter commented on that.
Apple did?
Yes, and the comment was, Mom!
Like any teenager would
yes.
or should.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
My
Good
mother
Lord.
On her 48th birthday posted Anyway, sorry, Mom.
Yeah, no, Mom.
Mom, come on. But, you know, if you got to flaunt it, yada, yada, yada. Hey, Vin Diesel. It's not enough to be the Fast and the Furious. He wants to be a club singer. Listen to this new single that he premiered on the Kelly Clarkson Show on Friday.
Okay. You know what it sounds like?
He needs to clear his throat.
Yeah. He sounds like Right Said Fred. Remember Right Said Fred?
No.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
You're sexy.
Oh, right. Okay.
He's too sexy.
I mean, it's got a nice beat to it, but I don't like the tone of his voice.
Like this.
Yeah,
I love it like when he
Shakira.
Goes,
not, it's not too sexy, is it?
Oh, baby.
Yeah, right? Oh, and finally.
Yes.
This pop singer in the 90s was like, maybe I should do grunge. And then she recorded an album, but she decided that maybe that was not a good idea and stuck to pop. But this is what would it sound like if this pop singer went alternative.
Okay, here it is.
Who could it be?
That is one Mariah Carey.
Yep. So that's good.
It would have been a waste of her voice to do that, though, because you see she's just like.
But she must have felt the pressure of the grunge movement in the pop star world. Yeah. See, even Mariah Carey doubted herself.
You know what? She
Happy
would not,
Monday, everybody.
She would not look good in flannel. That was the problem.
That's the problem. There's not a lot of glitter in the flannel world.
No, that's what he said. I got to wear flannel.
Yeah,
and
thanks.
Boots.
Oh my God, I love it. Yes.
She said, no, and your hair cannot be that good.
That's really.
She checked out. Okay, you done?
I am.
Good stuff.
Thanks.
8 o'clock. Your job is almost done. Stick around. 8 o'clock. We're going to play Bryan Adams. He's your 80s artist of the day. He's worth $500.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying enable ROR Boston. Then say open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments on all windows. For two full years, visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player from Bedford, Mass.
Bedford.
It's Missy. Good morning, Missy.
Good morning, everybody. How is everybody doing? Happy Monday.
Oh, thank you, Missy. We're all doing pretty well. How was your weekend?
Oh, it's pretty good. I'm kind of an outdoorsy person, so I usually hang out with nature a bit, and then I go bargain shopping.
Oh, that's
so,
fun.
And then in the evening, I watch my favorite crime shows and black and white shows.
Oh,
so,
well, what would that be?
On the phone.
What's your favorite black and white show?
Oh, Perry Mason.
Perry Mason.
Perry Mason.
Not the new one, the old one?
No, the old one.
The old one, mainly because of Paul Drake. My best friend and I, we watch marathons and we chit-chat about it, and it's not about Perry Mason, it's about Paul Drake. You know,
was he a handsome man or something?
Yeah, he's hot, and he dresses nice, and he doesn't just wear that black suit. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody, like Perry was wearing.
So. Right.
Wow, this is fun. I like you, Missy.
Oh, you have a Perry
I like
Mason
that.
Fetish.
I want to watch old Perry. No, a Drake.
Oh, Drake.
Paul
Sorry,
Drake.
Paul Drake fetish.
She likes Paul Drake.
I Google that guy, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
I wish we knew this. We would have had some Perry Mason
questions.
Yeah,
I wow.
All right, let's play, Missy. A shot at $1,000. You get all 10 of these. Right, that's what you get. $1,000. Now, if you're not sure about a question, say pass. We'll get back to it. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Let's do it.
What is the capital of Massachusetts?
Boston.
The resort city of Aspen is located in which U.S. state?
Colorado.
Bette Midler plays Winifred in this Halloween movie.
Witches of Eastwick.
Dax Shepard is married to what actress?
Oh, my God.
In Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, was Romeo a Capulet or a Montague?
I'll say a Montague.
Judo means gentle way, true or false?
True.
Who sings Let's Dance?
David Bowie.
What movie put Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody back on the charts in 1992?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
In the fairy tale, a witch tries to shove these children in an oven.
Yeah.
What's the only material that weakens Superman at the buzzer?
Oh, you didn't get it out. Yeah. Well, Missy, you missed a few, but that's okay. You got 5 rights.
Okay.
Right. That's what I figured. 50%. I'm halfway there.
That's right. That's
exactly.
Good. Okay, Bette Midler plays Winifred in Hocus Pocus. Dax Shepard is married to Kristen Bell.
Yes.
The movie that put Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody back on the charts in 92 was Wayne's World. The fairy tale that a witch tries to shove the children in an oven. Cheery. Hansel and Gretel. That's a fun one.
Yeah.
And what's the only material that weakens Superman? Kryptonite.
So that's that.
Oh, that weakens Superman. Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, that's fine. I'm halfway there.
Well, you watch a lot of black and white. I guess you're not watching old Superman then.
Right. No, but I like your Paul Drake.
Yes, if it was Paul Drake, I would have been able to tell you that one.
LBF, are you looking at Paul Drake?
I am. He wears a nice tweed jacket. Yes. He looks a little like he's blonde.
He's dependable.
Smokes.
Yeah, he's
and if you saw Rebel Without a Cause, he played the father.
These are fun facts, Missy.
Yeah, I know. You should be doing the trivia.
Yeah. Missy. Well,
I like James Dean, you know, stuff also. The movies, the few that he was in as well. So.
That's great.
And I was watching something on TV about that. So anyway.
Yeah, okay. But. Well, Missy, we got a $50 Kowloon restaurant gift card for you, okay?
Oh, great.
Yeah, thank you.
$50. Take your friend who likes to watch. You guys can just sit and talk about Perry Mason, okay?
Yeah, and what else is going on? Right? Exactly.
Exactly.
Thank you
over
all.
Over poo-poo platters. Yes. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it does.
Sounds like fun. Okay, listen, we're trying to give away $1,000, so it's been a while. How about you go into WROR.com, sign up to play. You see how easy it is?
Yeah, and when you're there, you can take the quiz. It's multiple choice, and you can practice.
Yeah.
You know, no Perry Mason questions today, but
not
maybe
today.
Tomorrow.
There you go.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Okay, it's 8:29. LBF, what do you have? What's cool?
Cool baby name.
A very cool baby name.
Yes.
Okay. Brian Bell.
All right. I found, I love the movie Jaws.
Oh, yeah.
But this guy, he's from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, takes it to the next level.
You got to get this guy on the phone. I'm telling you. It's amazing. And I've got some good news, I think, about a story I did last week.
Okay.
So listen up, Mac.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Gotcha.
That's a tease.
That is a tease.
Could be good news or it could be blah. I'm not sure. 50-50.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I forgot to mention this in Dirty Laundry, but Joaquin Phoenix
is
a dad. He and his partner, Rooney Mara, from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, she was also in The Social Network.
Okay.
They had a baby boy, and they named the baby boy River after his brother, River Phoenix, who died when he was 23.
That's nice.
And I think Joaquin was there. They were at the club in L.A.
Yeah,
it was terrible. Drug
Viper,
overdose. Yep.
The Viper Club. Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's, I guess I looked him up. Joaquin Phoenix had never been married. Like, this is his first kid. I feel like, is it?
I wasn't going to say, but he seems like a difficult guy to be married to.
Well, I think he's
a little committed.
I think he's intense.
Yeah.
But he came from, like, parents who were in, like, a cult, essentially.
Well, they changed their name to Phoenix. That's not their real name, right?
Right.
Yeah. They were hippies. So, let me ask
you. Hippies.
So, did you see The Joker?
I did.
With him?
Yeah.
Brilliant, right?
Right.
Wasn't he great?
Yes. He dives into a role.
Nuts. Yeah, he does.
Right. But, well, that guy coming at me because I didn't do my homework.
Yeah, that teacher, that's
right. I know, really. All right, laughing at your jokes when they're not funny. Okay.
Brian, you got it. That was good.
Thanks.
You did see it.
Oh, yeah.
I like to think. Okay, good. What's cool?
Well, one of my favorite movies is Jaws. Such a good movie. But this guy, Gabe DiSaverio, he's from Portsmouth, and he runs a company called the Spicy Shark Hot Sauce Company.
Mm-hmm.
He has been Jaws-obsessed for years and years and years, okay? His daughter's middle name is Ellen after Brody's wife. I mean, that's a deep dive right there.
He can only get a middle name?
Right?
Well, yeah. Ellen's a good middle name.
It's my sister-in-law's first name.
Wow, look at her.
She's older than this one.
Yeah.
But all along, his great white whale shark that he's been searching for, he's always wanted Chief Brody's Blazer, the 1975 Blazer that Brody drives. You know, it's that tan and white, the lettering, convertible.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome.
Great truck.
Love it.
He's never found exactly the right one until this whole pandemic started, and he was searching online, and he found one in North Carolina.
Yeah.
His wife said, you have to go get it. He went down. He drove it back to Portsmouth. Painted it all up. It looks identical. So driving around Portsmouth, you might see a little Chief Brody says people wave, and it's got his Spicy Shark Hot Sauce Company on the back.
I wonder what the plate says. Right?
It says, I knew this.
What was the name of the boat? Was it Orca? What was the name of the boat? Orca?
That was Orca.
Maybe we should call it Orca license plate. Right?
Maybe.
Oh, just
or
an
just
idea.
Like beaches closed.
I think it says Amity. I believe the place is Amity.
He went along.
I knew
he was playing along. I'd love to talk to him. We should get him on the phone.
Yeah.
So if you're listening,
like
Chief, give us a call. All right.
Mr.
Like some hot sauce. All right. In case you missed it last week, Kraft created a pumpkin spice mac and cheese.
Really?
But it was available only through a contest in Canada. Apparently, they heard everyone in the U.S. saying, are you serious, bro? Really? Can we get some? Because Kraft seemed to quickly realize this country was all about it, and they decided to bring it to the USA. So through tomorrow, you can win pumpkin spice mac and cheese by tweeting at Kraft Mac and Cheese. Use the hashtag pumpkin spice KMC. So there you go.
Really?
They're only doing this through a contest. That's pretty slick. Because they're just trying to find out what the, you know,
what people will
interest would
it.
Be. Okay. What's your interest in pumpkin spice mac and cheese?
Minimal interest, but some interest because I wonder if it would taste a little like, you know, butternut squash ravioli with a nice cream sauce.
Yeah.
Starving.
I'm doubting that.
You're doubting that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll
evocative
try it.
Of it, maybe.
Yeah. I'll try it, but I won't buy it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
So if you're buying, let me know.
Yeah, I'll buy it for you.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian, 841. Nice day today, too, 77 degrees. Let's just enjoy it while we got it because, you know, it'll be gone soon. And today's date is the 28th of September, October, just around the corner. And you know what that means. Halloween.
Yeah.
I got some bad news. Bad news, LBF. I don't know what you're going to do this year. There's a company that's called Yandy, Yandy, that's famous for making sexy pop culture Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
They just announced they won't be making a sexy COVID this year.
Oh,
they're
going to
do a sexy COVID costume. The vice president of merchandising said, quote, "I don't think there's anything sexy about it." So, you know, I guess they'll still offer their other so-called sexy items this year. They've already released sexy Tiger King.
Oh, yeah.
Sexy TikTok is getting banned costumes.
Oh, boy.
But they do draw the line. They're not going to do sexy COVID.
Yeah, they did sexy Bob Ross.
Bob Ross, the
yes,
painter?
Yes, the painter.
Sexy Bob
Sexy Ross. Bob Ross.
Some words just don't go together.
There you go. Sexy
what is, Bob what is, Ross. What is sexy Bob Ross doing?
Wow.
Well, he's wearing a thong.
Oh, yeah. Shit. So it's not Bob.
A
right.
Wig.
Any other costumes that Yandy made that we might?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, geez, they've got the Beyond Burger costume. a hard, what is it? Like, what are the drinks that people drink?
Your
summer?
Fantasy mermaid dress. They have that.
Yeah, it's disturbing because they're
white
all claw, for yeah, they're all for women. But like, there's one that's like the sheriff, but it's like Woody from Toy Story.
Right.
Like that's.
There's the hot tamales hater gown.
There's a tater tot one.
Tater tot?
Oh, yeah.
Love tater tots.
I know. You'd love this even more. Good news. Price drop.
Yeah. The nicest neighbor.
Yeah, I saw that. It's a play on Mr. Rogers.
You'd move.
Whoa.
Yep.
Okay. That one I can't even click on.
So it's
whoa,
interesting.
Whoa, gone country.
Yeah.
It's the costume's almost gone.
Yeah.
There's nothing to it.
Well, it's a plaid bra. I mean, it's country.
Can't believe they charge that much for barely any clothing whatsoever.
Anywho, that's if you're looking for something, Yandy.
Yandy.
I can't believe this company actually drew a line anywhere.
That's what they said.
Right?
Yeah, they drew a line.
Wow.
That's it. We're not doing a sexy COVID.
One too far.
Sexy Bob Ross.
This year. Okay. So anyway.
There's some happy little trees.
Sure are.
Very happy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.